As we continue our election road trip here in Tennessee ahead of the Super Tuesday primaries tomorrow, let's talk about the Democrats. We found Darkenya Waller voting for Hillary Clinton this morning in Nashville.
Because I believe she's a powerful candidate. I believe that she's going to build on the progress that I believe Obama made in the past 8 years in office. I believe that she has a plan to actually make a difference in some of the things that we've been talking about. And to be quite honest with you, I'm scared to death of Donald Trump.
Hillary Clinton holds a big lead in the polls here over Bernie Sanders, but who are the state's Democratic voters? I put that question to John Geer, a professor of political science at Vanderbilt and co-director of the Vanderbilt poll.
You know, Tennessee's a pretty red state. There aren't a huge number of liberals in the state, probably about 14%. So the typical kind of Democratic voter is, you know, the old term probably applies, a blue dog, somebody who is socially reasonably liberal, but on economic matters is reasonably conservative.
Are they different than the Democratic voters that we just saw in South Carolina?
Well, they're a little different in that South Carolina's Democratic electorate has a higher proportion of African Americans than in Tennessee. But other than that, and that's a big difference, but other than that, there's going to be a lot of similarities. And, you know, we should expect Hillary Clinton to do very well in the state, probably not as well as she did in South Carolina, because that's almost unprecedented, but she's going to do pretty well in the state.
What does a Democratic candidate have to do to win the votes here? Where do they have to go in Tennessee?
Well, you know, a huge number of Democratic votes are going to be in the cities. Nashville, Memphis, I mean, those are two key constituencies. But somebody to be successful statewide in a general election also needs to go to the rural areas and get that old vote out, so to speak, that Bill Clinton tapped into and Al Gore did in the 1990s.
The Clinton-Gore ticket won Tennessee in the general elections in 1992 and 1996, and Bill Clinton won the state overwhelmingly in the 1992 Democratic primary, something the polls indicate Hillary Clinton will repeat this time around.
If you will join me on this journey, I know we can do it. And I need your help on Tuesday.
Clinton held a packed rally at a medical college in Nashville over the weekend. Terry Chapman was one of the attendees.
I came here because I'm passionate about our healthcare system and our education system. I'm 53 years old. I am a caregiver for my mother, who's 75 years old, so I don't have a full-time job. You know, I'm caring for my mom. It's a full-time job for me. So being able to have access to healthcare at this age while I'm caring for my mother is very important to me. I'm a firm believer in Hillary Clinton's policies and in former President Clinton's views. And so that's why I came out tonight, and I brought my mom, who's elderly here, who wouldn't have missed it for the world.
How did you make the decision to go with Hillary over Bernie?
There was no decision that needed to be made. I've been a passionate follower of the Clintons since the 80s. And so it was a very easy decision for me.
So you voted for a Clinton before?
Yes, I voted for Clinton before, and I've already early voted, and I voted for Clinton again.
Scotty Garrett has also voted early, but he's backing Hillary Clinton for a different reason.
For LGBT rights, most of all.
And did you have any thought of voting for Bernie instead?
As a second choice, yeah. I do like Bernie, but I've always backed Hillary.
Nearby, I found Anna Love, who hasn't voted yet, but she's made up her mind to support Hillary Clinton.
I think it's her time. It's now or never, and boy, we need her now.
Well, what about Bernie Sanders?
I like him, but I think it's a little too unrealistic what he wants to have done. It's going to be hard enough with her, the way the Republican Senate and Congress is set up, and they were butting Obama when he tried to go at least meet him halfway, and I just don't see him making much progress at all.
Bernie Sanders hasn't made an appearance here in Tennessee. In fact, he's the only remaining candidate in either party who hasn't visited during the campaign. Yesterday, he dispatched his wife, Jane, to do interviews with the local media, including WPLN's Blake Farmer.
You know, I guess one of the things we'll hear is folks, well, a little disappointment that, you know, you all haven't been in the state. And mm-hmm. I guess that's just a fact of the matter with when it comes to political campaigns. But what do you say to folks who would ask, you know, why isn't he trying harder in Tennessee?
We'd love to be there. I went to school at the University of Tennessee in Knoxville, and
I was looking forward to getting down there. It's been on the schedule intermittently, and then something happens, whether it was a vote in Congress or in the Senate, or just another diversion. I'm very especially disappointed that I didn't get back down there.
But Bernie Sanders' absence here doesn't mean he doesn't have supporters in Tennessee. We found some of them over the weekend marching down West End Avenue.
Let's go, Bernie! Let's go!
There were hundreds of them, armed with life-sized cardboard cutouts of Bernie Sanders, signs reading Feel the Burn, T-shirts that said Women for Bernie. The group was racially diverse, young and old.
What's your name?
Hi, Jane Steinfels Hussein.
So what are you doing here?
I'm a proud member of the 99%. I think Bernie Sanders is doing a real service talking about making serious changes to our American economy. I think he wouldn't exist without the Occupy Wall Street movement. I think he's a logical extension of that. A lot of young people were very excited by Obama, but then were very disappointed. And I was really afraid they would drop out of politics altogether and become cynical and apathetic, and I'm so happy they're for Bernie.
Do you think he can win Tennessee?
No, I don't think so. And I suspect strongly that the Democratic Party will edge him out of the nomination and that Hillary will be the nominee. And in that case, I will vote for Dr. Jill Stein of the Green Party.
You won't vote for Hillary Clinton?
I will not vote for Hillary Clinton. She's a warmonger. She's responsible for destroying the country of Libya.
Are you worried, though, that if you do that, that somebody like Donald Trump will become president?
No, I think that in Tennessee, I have the luxury of voting for Dr. Jill Stein because the Republican Party will take Tennessee. But
if you were in a swing state, you wouldn't do that.
If I was in a swing state, then I might very well vote for Hillary. But I would really, really, really have to hold my nose.
If you get away from the rallies and the marches, you find the vast majority of people who will vote in the Democratic primary. We found Anna Grabowski in Chattanooga. She supports Bernie Sanders because he opposes free trade deals.
My husband was laid off once when they signed NAFTA. He got laid off. And I know a lot of people that used to have good jobs that don't have good jobs anymore. And Bernie's the only one that stood up and said, we need to make these deals so they help American workers and not just the profits of the corporations.
19-year-old Reagan Gulf told us this.
I think that the political system we have now is really corrupt, and I think Bernie is the only candidate that is willing to fight that system and to work for regular people instead of the billionaires.
We'll find out tonight if Tennessee's Democrats agree with that sentiment, but the polls indicate it's unlikely they do. This is a state that has been getting more conservative over the years, ever since it rejected its own Democratic senator's bid for the presidency. If Al Gore had won the state of Tennessee in 2000, this state would have been home to 4 presidents instead of 3. So are Democrats going to matter in Tennessee this fall? Well, political scientist John Geer says it depends who the Republicans nominate.
If Trump is the Republican nominee, he shuffles the deck. And so Tennessee might end up being competitive. If it's a kind of establishment Republican, no, it's not going to be competitive. But, you know, with somebody like Trump and you have Hillary Clinton, who has pretty deep ties here in the state, given her being from a neighboring state, Arkansas, yeah, it's possible. I wouldn't put high odds on it, but at least it's in the realm of possibility.
Which is why some Democrats in this state are skipping their own primary to have a say in the Republican primary today. Tennessee allows residents to vote in either party contest. In early voting here, twice as many people voted in the Republican primary as in the Democratic primary, and the number of voters was a record high. So heard from some Democrats there in Tennessee. We also heard from some Republicans in Tennessee yesterday on the program. You can hear that and the rest of our coverage from our election road trip at hereandnow.org.